Following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Hey kids. Hey, it's me, your old pal Stu. Here on CKW 95.9 FM here at the University of Winnipeg. The name of this show is called The Twang Trust. It's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Joyful and triumphant. That's right. And wow, we're just going to be full of joy tonight. Tonight is part two of the spectacular Twang Trust 2012 Christmas Spectacular. And like every year, we have the Fireside Christmas Chat. Tonight, all the way from New York City, from the beloved New York band The Dictators, the Christopher Columbus of punk rock himself, Mr. Andy Chernoff. Yes, Andy Chernoff from The Dictators. He's got a brand new Christmas song. We're going to hear it. We're going to chat with him. It's going to be joyful. You bet. So stay tuned for that. As well as, what else are we going to do? It's going to be a surprise. I'm keeping everything a surprise. It's going to be amazing tonight. You just stay tuned. Listen to that. We got bells. Boy, do we got bells.
Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And for the next couple of hours, it's going to sound like Christmas too. This is a special Yuletide extravaganza, chock full of Christmas themes, holiday dreams, and jingle bell schemes. So get yourself some eggnog, put up some mistletoe, and sit back and relax, and leave the driver to me and Rudolph.
Your head a bad day. If you're lost,
Ho, ho, ho. There it is, the seasonal mix of Manitoba Wild Kingdom, The Party Starts Now. Yep. Written by the fella who's our special guest on tonight's show, Mr. Andy Chernoff. We're going to be speaking to him a little later in the evening. He's got a brand new Christmas song. You can even see there's a little sort of video for it on YouTube if you want to look it up. Andy Chernoff, Christmas. That'll find it for you. We'll play it a little later. And with any luck, we won't get shut down by the CRTC. They wouldn't do that at Christmas time, would they? No. No, it's all good. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah. Andy Chernoff on the Twang Trust. It's very exciting. Very exciting indeed. We're actually going to hear another song from him momentarily. Because it's a song that he put out last year, and it's oh so relevant once again. You know, it's it is the spectacular Twang Trust Christmas Spectacular tonight. Part two. We had part one last week. Part two. We're doing a big two-part epic thing because, well, of course, the world ends on Friday. Yes, the Mayan calendar only goes so far. That's it. So, you know, we're not even really going to make it to Christmas this year, sadly. But, you know, we're still going to have a bit of Yuletide fun. Even if, you know, I guess last year was the last Christmas. This is Frank Turner.
Keep my distance, you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? It's been a year, well, it doesn't surprise me. Last Christmas, I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you. I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. But if you kiss me now, I know you fooled me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Just another shoulder to cry on. Son of love, oh, fire in his heart. Man on the cover, but you tore me apart. Now I found a real love, you'll never fool me again. I said last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Save me from tears, I'll give it to someone.
skies part as the light shines through. Guess who's back? It's the zombie Jew. He's really pissed at the unmarried fornicators, the stem cell crusaders, and the butthole invaders. So the towers fell, and the earth did quake. Just a little taste of his vengeance. America, prepare for your fate. 'Cause when the trumpets sound, he will astound. Watch the rivers turn to blood. The sinners cry, the dead will rise. Judgment day has come. Are you ready to rapture the savior that you spurn? Loves you forever, but the unbelievers must burn. When the zombie Jew returns, the Jewish zombie had a virgin for a mommy. He's so confused, life's a mess. When you got two daddies and you think you're blessed, so he died for your sins, came back for your brains. Guilt trip until we're all insane. He needs your money, he reads your mind. From this theme park in the sky. Are you ready to rapture? Our savior has returned. He loves you forever, but the unbelievers must burn. When the zombie Jew returns, the Antichrist will come as a man of peace. He could be the president with a microchip implanted by the beast. He's gonna tempt and tease ya, use evolution to deceive ya. And when the final battle comes, will you be a chosen one? Are you ready to rapture? On a white horse you will ride. Revenge will be so sweet when all the heathen burn. And the zombie Jew returns.
Oh, there's Elvez, all the way from East L.A. Yes. Mr. Elvez. One of these days I'm going to get to see his Christmas show. Supposedly one of the greatest events you can possibly see if you're into the whole seasonal musical thing. Good old Elvis, the Mexican Elvis he is. That was his version of Sleigh Ride. We found that one on the 2009 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. The 2012 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular is, in fact, out. It's on the streets, as they say. In fact, it's in the studio right now. If you want a copy of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular for this year, you can stop by the station tonight or tomorrow. We got a healthy stock of them here. Come by tomorrow. That, I think that's going to do it for your availability to get into the university, because I believe Friday it's shutting down. I maybe it's open Friday, but I'm not sure. After that, for sure, it's closed. But if you really want to get one here at the university, come by either tonight or tomorrow. Otherwise, you'll have to pick it up from the lobby of the Studome, conveniently located at 1025 Grosvenor Avenue. Or, even more convenient than that, download the thing. Go to twangtrust.ca and you can download this year's edition of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Very exciting. We'll probably hear something from it a little later in the show. What did we just hear? That was Elvez, of course. Before that was a fellow we're going to be talking to in a little while. Our special guest tonight from New York City, Andy Chernoff. That was a song he put out not too long ago called Are You Ready to Rapture? Remember when that dude was saying the world was ending, the rapture was coming, and all like that? Well, Andy put that song out to get us all ready for it, and look at that, it didn't happen. But don't worry, don't worry. They say the world's ending on after Friday. That's it. That's when the calendar runs out. So, you know, the calendar runs out, that's it. It's not like they just ran out of space to put numbers. No, no, it's the end of the world, of course. So, there. So, unfortunately, last Christmas was in fact, the last Christmas. We're not going to have one this year, but we'll pretend we are. We'll celebrate it like we are. But we actually heard the old Wham! Smasheroo Last Christmas, as rendered by none other than Mr. Frank Turner. Yep. Frank Turner doing Wham. He covered Queen. You know, why can't he cover Wham? Sure, go for it, Frank. I wonder how they're celebrating Christmas in Minneapolis. I know Elvez was doing one of his Christmas shows there. Oh, why didn't I go? Should have gone. One of these days. But you know, Minneapolis, one of our favorite towns, for sure. I thought we'd spend a little bit of Christmas time there. This evening, we'll call this set MPLSXMS. How about that? Yeah. And, purple snow. Purple snow.
Last night, I spent another mama used to say, always trust your love. Well, I guess that only applies to her. Cause baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave. Then you died on the 25th day of December. Mother said it was stress, but the doctor said you were dead. Now I say it's senseless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I drink banana daiquiris till I'm blind. And as long as I can hear you smiling, baby, you won't hear my tears. Another lonely Christmas is mine.
Bundle, 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 bundle up. I said a bundle, 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 bundle up. Bundle. Hello, this is Husker Du, and we're wishing all of you the happiest of holidays in the year of our Lord, 1986.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 ho. Welcome back to the Twang Trust here on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was, believe it or not, Husker Du. Yep. You can find that recording, which was made in 1986, I think. Let me check the liner notes, the detailed liner notes on this thing here. Yes, no, yeah. Oh, you know what? The liner notes lie. I found a typo. What a loser. Whoever made this CD had a typo. It says it was a 1996 promo only cassette tape in the liner notes of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. In fact, it was a 1986 promo cassette tape. Ugh. And I forgot the little dots over the U also. So there's two typos. What do you want for nothing? Oh, before Husker Du, we heard Paul Westerberg. Yep, his Chuck Berry-ized version of Away in a Manger there. And Paul before that with his band The Replacements. That's one of the bonus tracks that was on the deluxe edition of Pleased to Meet Me that came out a few years ago. That was The Replacements' Christmas song called Bundle Up. Yes, not so bad here today, not... You don't really need to bundle up too much today. Let's check the weather. It's only 10 below right now. Not too bad. It might go as low as 17 below tonight. Minus 17, minus 18 tomorrow morning. Going up to minus 15. So not a whole lot of difference, you know. It's about as good as it's going to get right now. If you're going out, if you want to go shopping or something, go now. It's going up to minus 11 on Friday. And then it sort of goes downhill, you know, all the way through to Christmas. You know, the highs are minus 14, minus 16, thereabouts. So minus 10 right now, it's looking pretty good. Go do what you need to do now. There. What else did we hear? Oh, and we heard Prince, of course. If we're doing a Minneapolis set, you got to do Prince. Purple Snow, Purple Snow. We heard Another Lonely Christmas from Prince. That was the B-side of Something off of the Purple Rain album. What was it off of? I can't remember. I can pick it. It was like a plastic sleeve, I recall. Was it Purple Rain itself? No. I can't remember. Anyways. Probably says in the liner notes to this thing, but I'm not looking it up. Oh, it's Christmas. Have you noticed? It is. Look, we have bells. We have proof. Would we have bells if it wasn't Christmas? No, I don't think so. What's next on the show? Let's see. Oh, you know who's got a Christmas record out? And who saw this one coming? Not me. Mark Lanegan. You know Mark Lanegan, right? He's probably most famous from being in the Screaming Trees, one of those Seattle grunge bands back in the day. But he's never really stopped doing anything. I don't think the Screaming Trees are really a going concern anymore, but he does all kinds of stuff. He hangs out with, what's his name? Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs. They're known as the Gutter Twins. When they get together, they've made a couple records, and Mark's always hanging out with Greg doing something, it seems. And then he's got that thing going with that gal, Isabel Campbell. They do sort of a Lee and Nancy thing that's pretty groovy. And he does his own records, too. He's got a cool record out this year, but then right on the heels of that, he's gone and put out a little Christmas record. He's of the faith, it appears, by the looks of things. By the looks of his song selection on this thing. He probably goes to church on Sundays, but at the same time, wow, I wouldn't want to sit next to him, really. It's a dark record. You know, he even does Oh Holy Night on here and stuff like that, you know. But this one, this is the oddball one we're going to hear right now. It's actually a cover tune of an old Rocky Erickson number. Yep, Rocky Erickson from the 13th Floor Elevators and all kinds of weirdness. Well, Mark Lanegan's here covering a Rocky Erickson song on his Christmas album. It's a little number to kick off our Christmas in Hell set. This is called Burn the Flames.
Yeah. are dressed in leather and the angels are in chains. The sugar plums are rancid and the stockings are in flames. There's a demon in my belly and a gremlin in my brain. There's someone up the chimney holding Satan is his name. And it's Christmas with the devil. Christmas with the devil. And don't you know that it is? It is. The rats eat all the presents and the reindeer ran away. There'll be no Father Christmas, cause it's evil's holiday. So come on, you unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. I know that it's a Christmas with the devil. I don't know that it is a Christmas with the devil. And the stockings are in flames. So come on, you unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. Because it's Christmas with the devil. Don't you know that it is a Christmas with the devil.
Just sing just it. Sing you all know how it goes.
Just, so, it's 2 minutes, tops.
You sang it as kids.
I know, so roll it. So just roll it.
Roll it. He's rolling now.
Okay.
We three kings of Orient.
No, if you want to wait for the beat, you know.
You just stop.
No, we do it as a round.
Wait
after three, okay? We'll go one, two, three.
We three kings of Orient.
We three kings. You see, you've got to come. It was two.
It was a beat.
You're right.
I think we should start. We should start all together and then break off.
Why are you wearing
we,
that?
One, two, three.
We three kings.
No, all together then. One, two, three.
We three kings of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded then exploded. That was the end of one king.
We three kings.
I don't know the second verse.
Love of light and be of light.
I don't know that part.
Never fell and blended beams of light and be of kings.
That's good enough.
I've never heard that second bit.
That's it, it's done.
Thank you.
Well, I never was a good boy, I never was a saint. Sometimes when I
from hell. Hell's bells, if you would. That's NQR Buckle right there. Mr. Quinlan himself. Remember a while back? Remember back in February of this year when Neville came to town for some reason or other and he decided he'd do a one-off house concert, the very first one ever? And he did it at the Studome. And it was the fastest sellout in Studome history. And it was amazing. Remember that? I remember that. It'd be cool if that happened again, wouldn't it? I think it would. You know, if you're going to wish for something, this is the time of year to wish for stuff. Just saying. Before NQR Buckle, we heard from Spinal Tap. Yeah, they were out caroling. They stopped in to do a little We Three Kings action. And before that was actually a Spinal Tap song. Yes, Christmas with the Devil by Judith Owens. And you know who Judith Owen is married to? That's right, Derek Smalls from Spinal Tap. See how that worked there? Yeah. And at the top of that set, brand new Christmas music from Mark Lanigan. Dark Mark Does Christmas 2012 is the title to Mark Lanigan's little Christmas EP. Apparently, you can only buy it at shows. It's the only place you can get it is if you're going to a Mark Lanigan show, he'll sell you one. But that's it. I don't even know if you can get it online, like, legally. But he did there a Rocky Erickson song called Burn the Flames. Yep. Well, look at that. It's 6:56. We're getting ready soon to place our call. We're going to have our fireside chat here on the Twang Trust Christmas Spectacular with none other than the Christopher Columbus of punk rock himself, Mr. Andy Chernoff from The Dictators. Yes. Andy's got a Christmas song out. It just came out yesterday, and it's on the verge of going viral on YouTube. Yep, and we got him here to tell you all about it tonight. I'm pretty excited. But still plenty of fun before we make that call. What's next? What is next? Oh, got to tell you about this. It's a Christmas miracle. You know, I'm a collector geek, right? You know, I mean, everybody loves music. Not everybody is a collector geek. Well, I'm both. I'm a collector geek for sure. And, you know, all us collector geeks have our wish lists, our want lists, our needs, our dreams. You know, there's always an item out there that you dream of one day owning. It just evades you your whole life. Well, there was one such item on my list like that. And today, I found it. And what's more, mine is even extra special, I'm thinking. I'll have to investigate a little more to find out exactly what it is I have. But I'm thinking mine's a little more special than yours, if you have one. I do know somebody who owns one. Our pal Rick owns one. And I've always been jealous. And then here it is, I found it. But I think mine's just a little more special than his. Yeah, I'll share it with you now. What is it? Well, you know our old pal Jeff Hatcher. He used to be in all kinds of bands here in Winnipeg. The Fuse, the Six, the Big Beat. There's many stories to tell about Jeff Hatcher. But, of course, he went and hooked up with child star extraordinaire Mr. William Bill Bud Cowsill. And they formed this phenomenal band called the Blue Shadows. And, well, they're not around anymore. Billy is not around with us anymore, sadly. But the Blue Shadows put out two amazing records while they were around. You can find the first one as a deluxe edition now, a 2-CD affair with all kinds of rare demos and stuff on it. And one of the tracks that's on there was originally released on this thing here. It's called Keeping Our Country Christmas Together. It's a promo-only CD that Sony Music put out back in, let's see, is there a year in this thing? There's bound to be. What year did this thing come out? It doesn't say. There's no year. Kind of a 93? Is that true? I think it might have been 93 this thing came out. But the Blue Shadows recorded, in fact, two Christmas songs. Now, one of them that we're going to hear right away, which is the old Merle Haggard chestnut, If We Make It Through December, that one got reissued on the deluxe version of On the Floor of Heaven, which, by the way, would make a great Christmas gift for our loved one this season. Mm-hmm. So that one got released eventually, but there's another one on here that never did get released, which we're going to hear also in this next set, our little Cowsill Christmas set. But the more exciting thing, really, I mean, I had copies of the songs, you know, so it wasn't that big a deal. But at the end of this thing, which has other artists as well, there's, let's see, Tracy Prescott and Lonesome Daddy. Remember them? No, me neither. Billy Charles and Trio. Fred Penner's on here. Valdi is on here. Gary Felgard. And the Good Brothers do Christmas Time's A-Comin'. That wouldn't be so bad. But the exciting thing is after track 15, you get some artist IDs. You know, you get Gary Felgard and One Horse Blue and people like that coming on here to say, "Hi, this is Gary Felgard, and you're listening to country music somewhere on some radio station. And hello to you from me, Gary Felgard," or something like that. I don't know what they do. I haven't listened to those. Well, I was going to listen to them. Here's the weird thing, right? It lists all these things. There's like Gary Felgard, blah, 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 blah. There's like 6 of them listed. Okay, and 2 of them are by the Blue Shadows. So I was all excited. Ooh, look, Blue Shadows station IDs. This is cool. So I go to listen to it, right? I put it on. There's like 40 different Blue Shadows station IDs, all for individual stations across the country. There's even a couple for QX104 here in Winnipeg. It's crazy. There's like stations in Vancouver, stations in Sydney. It's just nuts. There's like 40 of the things. I couldn't believe it. And then Gary Felgard never even made it. They couldn't fit him on the disc. There are so many Blue Shadow station IDs. So I think I got some crazy special industry super duper exclusive thing here. I don't know what it is exactly, but wow, sure got me excited anyhow. So I can stroke this one off my my want list. I don't know what I should want now. It's like there's some things, you know, like sure, the Born to Run script cover, I want that. I'm never going to get that. But, you know, if you got the money, you could find that. This thing is pretty hard to find. I didn't think I'd ever find one. But here it is. I got it today. It's a Christmas miracle. So let's listen to it now, shall we? The Blue Shadows. Going to start off with their old Merle Haggard cover. But, well, let's start off really with one of the more exciting bits here from our old pal Jeff.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Hatcher from the Blue Shadows, wishing everyone everywhere peace on earth now and in the coming year.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. But if we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. I got laid off down at the factory, and their time ain't the greatest in the world. Lord knows I've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December, it's meant to be the happy time of the year. But my little girl don't understand our daddy can't afford no Christmas here. But if we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. But if we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even Oklahoma. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Hi, this is Billy Cowsill from the Blue Shadows. Like to wish you all the best of the season, a happy new year. If you drink, don't drive. Stay alive so that you can buy our records.
He played on Ed Sullivan. He played on Johnny Cash. A stage where the Beatles played. They were his favorite band. And in the 70s, he slept out on the streets of New York City. And all of the vagabonds, they all knew him by name. He just had this walk, a sailor on the shore. And he sailed it north in an American Cadillac car. Driving beside him, there was a blue, blue shadow. The color just before the dawn. The brightest hour in the day of a vagabond. On the drums and guitar amps, up in the spotlight, making the young folks dance. He'd play on the hood of his car when they wouldn't let him into the bar, with old Rose in his hands. From the floor of heaven he sang. Now in the night sky,
hi everybody, this is Billy Cowsill from the Blue Shadows, wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and peace on Earth.
Decorations of red. Winnipeg, this is Lindy Ortega, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. If he's in a hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm meaning like a merry-go-round. Say Santa to the street, child.
Hi, Manitoba. This is your forgotten son, Jeffrey Hatcher from the Blue Shadows. We'd like to wish you all peace on earth from all of the Blue Shadows and everyone at the best and most country.
CKUW 95.9 FM.
Okay. I kind of doctored that one a little. It's true. But that's from my super insanely rare promo disc that I found today at Into the Music for $4. $4. I found I played the NQ Arbuckle track actually off a promo that I found. Only had the download of that before. Now I have an actual copy, although quite frankly I think my download sounds better. But still, I actually got that on a official Christmas promo from Warner's. Not sure why it's on Warner Brothers. NQ was never on Warner Brothers, was he? But it's here. There he is. He's got friends in high places, that Mr. Quinlan, I think. That was our little Cowsill Christmas of sorts. I had fun with that. We heard the Blue Shadows there doing the old Chuck Berry chestnut. Run, Rudolph, run. we heard Lindy Ortega doing Blue Christmas. Why did we play Lindy Ortega in that set? Well, because she's playing the Park Theater on Valentine's Day with the guy we heard before that, Dustin Bentall. From his new EP called Orion, we heard a song called The Ballad of Billy Cowsill. See, it all makes sense now, doesn't it? Yep. And the Blue Shadows' other Christmas song, their cover of Merle Haggard's If We Make It Through December. Yeah. So, still Christmas, still the Twang Trust, still CKW, still placing a call momentarily to New York City. Or maybe it's Brooklyn. I think he lives in Brooklyn. No matter. We're still going to phone Mr. Andy Chernoff from The Dictators. Yes, indeed. Holy moly. I'm excited. Should we do the official lead-in? I was going to play some bummer Christmas songs. It's always nice to hear some bummer Christmas songs, you know, because not everybody likes the Christmas thing, you know? You know? And I understand that. Maybe we'll play one. Let's play one bummer Christmas song. This is a song that just come out. It's a cover of an old Everly Brothers song. I don't think the Everly Brothers wrote this one. I don't know who wrote it. But it's one of the weirder songs. It's one of the weirder Christmas songs of all time. Now, I'm not sure. We should take a poll. I was going to take a poll, but you can't because we're going to make a phone call and do an interview right away. So we can't do that. But I was going to take a poll to see what you think the main character of this song is. Is he just a big jerk? Or is he actually a serial killer? It's one or the other. I don't know. Take a listen to this song and pay attention to the lyrics. And you decide, and the next time you see me, don't phone me because I'm going to be too busy talking on the phone to Andy Chernoff of The Dictators soon. But the next time you see me, you can let me know if you think this song is about a big jerk or about a serial killer. As a serial killer is bound to be a big jerk, I suppose. But anyways, where is this song? There it is. This is by Bonnie Prince Billy and a gal pal of his whose name is too tiny to read on this piece of paper. So I can't tell you what her name is. But anyhow, this couple is apparently going to make an Everly Brothers tribute record that's going to come out next year, but they've leaked this one just on account of it's the season, and apparently a dangerous season. This song is called Christmas Eve Can Kill You.
The winter's flaking snow is brushing through the wiry trees. I stuff my hands down deep inside my coat. I think of years ago and have remembered Christmas trees and faces that still warm me with their glow. Cold and empty evening hangs around me like a ghost. I listen to my footsteps in the snow. The sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart. And stopping doesn't help, so on I go. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. The icy air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking all my life. A car goes running by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I switch with him, I'd leave him stumbling ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. And as I walk, I'm singing to myself, oh, silent night, hoping I can save those other souls. Oh, God, forgive the man that drives right by the other man. Take pity on the stranger in the cold. 'Cause Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
KUW 95.9 FM and the No Label Collective proudly present Songs in the Key of Hope, CD release show, a night dedicated to remembering Wheels from Degrassi, Friday, January 4th at the Windsor, with Degrassi-inspired live performances by Thrift Store Love, Merch Table Delight, Bab Jungle and the Groovy Accoutrement, Ex-Modern Teen, Dust Adam Dust, Kato Destroy, and a super surprise special guest, plus a Wheels tribute video. The night will be hosted by Johnny Sizzle. Wear your best 80s Degrassi-inspired attire. Physical copies of the CD will be available at the show for $10. All proceeds from the sale go to the Canadian Diabetes Association.
Everybody's metabolism is different. The way that each person's body reacts to alcohol is different from one individual to another. Factors such as weight, age, gender, and the serving size of drinks all come into play. So maybe you don't feel drunk, but that doesn't mean you aren't impaired, which could put others at risk or result in heavy penalties. CKUW reminds you to drink responsibly.
Hey, this is Jenny, personally suggesting you listen to my show, The Book of Right On, Thursdays from 3 to 5, for a selection of music I like to call Folk Pop Tronicle. It's music I like, specially picked for you to hear, only on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, it's Christmas time at the back of the line at Starbucks. About to drive you crazy, 'cause she can't decide what cookie shape to buy. You wanna shout over the line, stick that cookie where the sun don't shine, but you bite your lip because it's Christmas time. Paul McCartney sings his hit, and you wanna slit your wrists. Wonderful Christmas time.
Hi kids, this is Joey Ramone here of the famous Ramones. Boy, this music's good for my nerves. We want to wish you all a very, very, very happy holiday, don't we? And Merry Christmas and
happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah for all our Jewish fans. Well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight. Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with you. Where is Santa and his sleigh? And tell me, why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby?
Waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa. He's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly. Fuck Ivy. And fuck all that mistletoe. White bearded, big
fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go, and loaded men in shopping malls, oh, going ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas fucking time again. It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer and all that fucking snow. Fuck carols, fuck Rudolph and his stupid fucking nose. And fucking sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings, fuck shopping, it drives us all. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time again.
Well, there it is, the feel-good hit of the season from Mr. Andy Chernoff, who we are honored to have on the phone tonight, the Christopher Columbus of punk rock, the suburban soul man, the guts behind New York City's Dictators. Welcome to the Twang Trust, Mr. Andy Chernoff.
Well, thanks for having me, Stu.
Now, to anyone who might be unfamiliar with Andy, he is the chief songwriter, bassist, and occasional singer for the legendary Dictators. Some call them history's first punk rock band. And what do you think?
We were, yeah.
I'd say so.
On the leather jacket. I mean, I guess you call the New York Dolls punk. Well, you know what? Let me put it this way. Every great rock and roll band has a little bit of punk in them. Look at the Stones, look at the Who, look at the Kinks, look at the Stooges, look at the Velvet Underground. We just did it, you know, our own little version of it.
And it stemmed a whole movement. You know, that was where the germ for, you know, what people call punk rock came from, for sure. You know, beyond all the influences. I mean, heck, even the Ramones started doing your covers.
You know, when we started, we were wearing leather jackets, and the Ramones were dressed in glam clothing.
There you go.
So
that's right.
We know where they got their look from.
So now this is a thrill for me because the Dictators are like in my top three bands of all time list. Now, you did play our handsome province of Manitoba once back in 1991. Do you think of that show often?
I think about it at least once a day.
Yeah. Me too. You know, I should give you some context here. I'm the guy who at that Winnipeg show pointed out to you guys and gave you a copy of Lynn Goldsmith's Springsteen photo book that featured a photo of Bruce on stage wearing a Dictators t-shirt.
You know what? I've since been to Lynn Goldsmith's studio and I got prints.
Cool.
Of the shots of that day, of that night.
Yeah, that was, I couldn't believe it that you guys hadn't seen that at that point. That was like 12 years after the fact.
True. I actually remember that night. That was, Bruce Springsteen was playing the Palladium in New York City. Martin Scorsese was in the audience. And we were friendly with Bruce, and we went back to see him after he did like two sets. And then for the second set, he happened to have a Dictator t-shirt that I gave him when we were in the studio, in same studio but different rooms, and he pulled it out. So it was pretty pretty thrilling on our part when Bruce came out was wearing a Dictator shirt.
No doubt. You know, the only reason I actually bought a Dictators album to begin with was because I heard that Bruce made a cameo appearance on it.
That's true. On Blood Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually goes 1, 2, 3, 4. He like sort of covers the Ramones on there.
Actually, he was covering the thing in Born to Run. He goes 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Down the broken heart. Whatever. I don't remember the lyrics, but
It's classic, yeah. Well, now, the reason we invited you here tonight on the Spectacular Twang Trust Christmas Spectacular is that, you know, let's face it, Jews make the best Christmas music. You know, and in the tradition of Irving Berlin, Sammy Cohn, and Neil Diamond, you have just unleashed the true gem of this year's crop of Yuletide releases. Why don't you tell us how it came to be?
Okay, the story is, last year I was asked to play a Christmas party and do a Christmas song. It was like 10 people each doing a Christmas song. And I was looking around for something to do, and I came across this song, which was written by Eric Idle from Monty Python.
Yeah.
And it was just him and the piano. So I played it. I worked out a little guitar version, played it, and after I played it, people said, people were laughing what I was doing, which is obviously great to hear when you're performing. People said to me, Andy, I love that song. When did you write that? And I had to tell people I didn't write it, but it was like five people said, Andy, I love that song you wrote. So I knew it was going to fit my persona, and I was knew I could put my own stamp on it. So it kept in the back of my mind. And then I recorded it to put out on YouTube. I did a little video. Oh, it's like a video Christmas card.
Yeah.
And it's been doing really well. I put up like on the internet yesterday, or maybe two nights ago, or something like that. So I urge everybody to go on YouTube, look up "Fuck Christmas," Andy Chernoff, and have a few laughs.
Yeah, well, all the kids will be opening their presents to it in a few days.
A friend of mine said, here, Andy, give me an MP3, because he's going to his parents' house and he's going to play some Christmas music, and he wanted to stick that in the middle. So I offered to, he could stay in my house when he gets kicked out of the family.
Yeah, well, I always put a Christmas mix CD together every year, and I was actually holding out for you to put the thing out so I could fit it on this year's CD, but it didn't come out soon enough, so I had to go ahead without it, and I'm kind of glad I did, in a weird way.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping for a Christmas standard, or an anti-Christmas standard.
There you go. Well, you know, like, especially the older you get, the more it seems Christmas in general, and Christmas music in particular, divides people into the love it and hate it camps. But I think your song can work wonderfully on both sides, you know?
You know, I get people who are annoyed by Christmas and they love it. And I get people who say, no, I love Christmas, but it sounds so Christmassy. And I love the F word. So,
yeah.
You know, I wouldn't say this is not going to become the song everybody's going to be singing, but I think this will niche of people who are always going to get a kick out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and, you know, I mean, lyrically, it you know, goes on about how you're sick of every aspect of the bloody holiday, but musically, I can't think of a more inspirational, feel-good bit of cheer, you know? You know, it's hard to ignore the chorus, but, you know, nothing brings people together quite like the hatred of annoying bullshit.
you got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
So what's your least favorite Christmas song of all time?
Oh, gee, you know, I'm not a religious person. Matter of fact, I'm Hebrew, and I'm going to burn in hell because I don't, you know, follow Jesus. But I don't really have an opinion on Christmas music. But I have to say that Doris Day, I think Doris Day had a Christmas record. That might have been the worst Christmas record ever.
I would imagine, yeah. Now, you're not the only former dictator that has a festive song out this season. JP, Thunderbolt Patterson, actually has a single out.
I haven't heard that. How is it?
It's decent. It's called Coal for Christmas. We'll spin it shortly.
Okay.
And another fellow Hebrew, your old pal Scott Kempner, has a great Christmas song out. It's
that's an old one.
Yeah, it's an old Delord song, and then he finally released it on the reissue of his first solo album, Tenement Angels.
Right.
Yeah, it's Merry Christmas, Baby. It's a great one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I know you guys just played together, didn't you?
We played last Friday, yes.
Now,
good times.
Yeah, I bet. Now, we just decorated our tree the other night, and I hung a little 5-inch green vinyl Joey Ramone 45 on it that came with the deluxe edition of the album You Know.
I just got that also, yeah.
Now, you had a little something to do with that record. Well,
I played bass on a bunch of tunes, and there's a song that I recorded with Joey, back in 1993 or something, and they used it on the record.
You're almost like the fifth Ramone. I mean, I guess there's a lot of fifth Ramones.
Yeah, there were a few of them, but I was more like Joey's boy. You had to pick. You can't like be friends with all the Ramones. You had to pick one Ramone.
Yeah.
That's the guy you had to be friends with. So I like Joey the best, and I played with him many times over the years, playing a solo record and playing a few Ramones records also, actually.
Yeah.
On his songs, not anybody else's songs.
Now, your Christmas song is coming right on the heels of our favorite EP of the year here on the Twang Trust. It's a rocking little 4-song number you put out called Don't Fade Away. Is outside of a single or two, I think it's the first release under your own name, isn't it?
Actually, I put out the single, and I put out a single on Norton Records, which was a Rolling Stones cover.
I got that, yeah.
But this is my first serious release, and I have a lot more music actually in the cans coming out. So if anybody likes what I'm doing, get ready.
All right. Well, that's good news. And there's a hilarious video for the song "Let's Put the Band Back Together."
Oh, we had so much fun doing that. Oh, that was it was just 2 days of laughing and improvising and doing silly things. And I'm having as much fun doing the videos these days as I am making the music. So good times for everybody.
Yeah. Now tell me about the redo of the Dictators classic on there, Hey Boys.
Well, last year I played at least once or twice a week in local bars in very low key situations, working out. Music, so I was always trying Dictator songs in new ways and writing songs and trying them out. And I just had the idea of Hey Boys as an Everly Brothers song. So I was doing it, and people seemed to like it, and it seemed like a good way to, get back into the game with one song that's familiar. And I'm really, really, really happy the way it turned out. There's some great guitar playing on it by Donnie Thompson, and and Trisha Scotti sang harmonies on it, and just a really easy song to get behind.
Yeah, it seems like all good punks eventually go country.
Well, kind of. It's just for that one,
Yeah.
I just heard it as an Everly Brothers vibe, so it's maybe ended up a little more country than I originally planned, but.
Yeah, well, works perfect. Works perfect.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So what's up for the new year? Is there any potential Dictators action ever going to happen again?
I got my next year pretty much planned out for music. I've got like 8 or 9 songs in the can I'm going to get out. So not next year. Never say never.
Yeah.
But I got a lot of stuff to do.
That first time I saw you in 91, I mean, it was one of my favorite shows ever. But I got to see you 10 years, almost 10 years later in Philadelphia. And I was amazed that show was actually 10 times better than the first one. Few bands really manage to get better as they age, but you guys managed to do it.
The trick is don't stop playing and your skills get better. You play your instrument better. You're more tasteful on your instrument. Let me tell you something. I saw the Rolling Stones on Saturday, and it was probably the best Stones show I ever saw in my life. They were just really totally astounding, sound-wise, and Mick Jagger was amazing. Great staging. So if you want to be a musician and you never quit, you'll only get better.
Yeah. Well, great. So before we let you go, what's up for the Christopher Columbus of punk this holiday season?
Well, I just got my animation out. So, and my song, Christmas song, out literally just came out like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm nothing for the rest of the year. I'm going to chill out, and I'm going to be putting my stuff on Spotify, so it'll be free. My EP.
Oh, cool.
Early next year, and then I have an EP coming out hopefully March. And I have a few people recording my songs. Band Driving Crying recorded one of my songs. This band Blue Coop, which is guys from Force the Cult and Alice Cooper, they just recorded one of my songs.
Oh, wow.
And I have three songs in the new CBGB's movie.
Ooh, when's that coming out?
I don't know if they have a date for release, but it's I know it's finished, and they're screening it. So they're probably screening it and, you know, working on the editing due to audience reaction. But it's going to, it'll be sometime early, I'm sure, I believe.
So is it going to have, like, vintage footage in there?
No, it's a, you don't know about this. It's Alan Richman's playing, it's about Hilly, really.
Okay.
Hilly. So Alan Richman's playing Hilly. There's a kid from Harry Potter is playing Cheetah Chrome. There's some guy playing Joey Ramone. and there are some people who are famous. Like I don't know who these actors and actresses are these days. But there are some named people in it. And, you know, we'll see. They capture the spirit of the late 70s in New York.
Wow. Well, that'll be something.
Huh. Yep.
So I hear the new thing in New York City is to dress up like Santa and get shit-faced these days. Is that true?
Oh, they do this thing called SantaCon. I avoid that kind of stuff. You know?
Yeah, I would imagine. Now, will you be out caroling your new song this year? Could you get away with
Absolutely.
That in New York City?
Absolutely. Bring joy to the world. Come on.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us this season, Andy.
Hey, thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me. Thanks for playing my tune. And stay in touch, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, thanks. Yeah, and we'll see you down the road.
Absolutely.
And
here,
I'll spin you the Thunderbolt Patterson track here, Coal for Christmas.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you sure, soon.
Man.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's that special time of year when I can look back and shed a tear about the shittiest things I've done. Though I've tried to hurt no one, well, I've been bad and I've been good, but mostly been misunderstood. There's a stocking over by the tree full of goodies just for me. Cause it comes with my business. Try to be better every day. Get no credit, but that's okay. Working hard on my fitness. As Saint Nick is my witness. I get cut for Christmas. I get cut for Christmas. The year it went so fast, but hey, that's all about the past. We'll see what the new year. I'm guessing it won't change a thing. So let's just raise a glass to me and toast the man I'll never be. We'll try to do our best each day and hope the problems go away. I get cut for Christmas cause it comes with my business. Try to be better every day. Need no credit but that's okay. Working hard on my fitness, as Saint Nick is my witness.
But I ain't got any money for any kind of gig. Well, Merry Christmas, baby. You're looking for your present, I'm in. Well, I'm in.
Christmas, it's a waste of fucking time. Fuck Santa, he's just out to get your dime. Fuck Holly, fuck Ivy, and fuck all that mistletoe. White bearded, big fat bastards ringing bells wherever you go. And loaded men in shopping malls. It's Christmas fucking time again. Fuck Christmas! It's a fucking Disney show. Fuck reindeer! And all that fucking snow. Fuck carols, fuck Rudolph! And his stupid fucking nose. Sleigh bells tinkling everywhere you fucking go. Fuck stockings, fuck shopping, it drives us all insane. Go tell the elves to fuck themselves. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time again.
Ho, 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 ho. There it is. There it is. The new standard. We're not even going to tell you what it's called. It's not like he didn't say it a million times, but, you know. I'll be polite. But that was brand new music there from Mr. Andy Chernoff, who was our special guest all the way from New York tonight. That was pretty swell. Thanks so much, Andy, for spending some time with us. What a treat. Well, and that's just about going to do it. We got, what time is it here? 7:56. 4 minutes of joy left. What are we going to leave you with? I don't know. I didn't have anything else planned. I should tell you what we just heard, though. Before Andy, we heard Andy's compatriot there in the Dictators, Mr. Scott Top 10 Kempner, with a song called Merry Christmas Baby. That song goes all the way back to, like, 1984. He originally did that with the Del Lords, but never released it. I was such a freak. I actually had a cassette tape of their demos before their album came out, and that song was on it. And that was my favorite song on the whole thing. I thought, oh, this is going to be great when it comes out. And then it never came out. Never came out. I even asked Eric Amble, another Del Lord, when he played the folk festival many years ago. I asked him when he came to town about that song, and he said, yeah, man, that song is my favorite Scott song. And it wasn't until just this past year when Scott reissued his first solo record called Tenement Steps that he stuck that one on as a bonus track. Mm-hmm. So we've been waiting a long time to hear a nice, pristine sonic version. But there it was. We heard it. And at the top there, we heard Coal for Christmas, a new single from J.P. Thunderbolt Patterson, who was, he was the drummer in Manitoba's Wild Kingdom. He was the drummer with the Dictators for the last number of years of their existence. And now he's actually hanging out with Handsome Dick Manitoba. They've got a band they've been playing around with a little bit called simply Manitoba. And you can see JP hanging out with Dick if you happen to be in the right place at the right time. Oh, well, you know, we're gonna go out with a little bit of melancholy Christmas here. This might be, in fact, it is. We're going to go out with my favorite Christmas song of all time. Now, you might know this song by Dolly Parton. She wrote it. But some guys from Minneapolis, Dolly didn't write it, but she did it first. Anyways, it doesn't matter because these guys from Minneapolis come along and they took the song and kind of rewrote the words just a little. And turned it into, my favorite Christmas song of all time is what they did. We actually talked to a fella from this band last year on our Christmas spectacular show. Had our little fireside chat. So you can actually listen to those old Christmas conversations of yore on our website, twangtrust.ca, which I don't know if I'm ever going to update again. I had some computer issues. I don't know if I'm going to get in there anytime soon to update it. Fortunately, it had just been updated. So you can still go there. It still works fine. You can go there, actually, and download this year's edition of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. I urge you to at twangtrust.ca and then scroll down a little past the new Christmas record, and you'll find a link to all of our Christmas interviews of past. We talked seasonally with folks like Gary Talent of the E Street Band, Alejandro Escovedo and Chuck Prophet while they were in the studio working with Tony Visconti. Who else? We talked to Serge from Marat. And last year we talked not only to this dude we're about to play, but we also talked to Mark from Ox. Yeah, they're all up there on the web, so check them out. But I hope you have a good season, regardless of what you're doing, whether you're actually celebrating or whether you're, you know, putting tinfoil on the windows and unplugging the TV and ignoring the whole thing. That works wonderfully well, too. You know? Yeah. Go see The Hobbit or something. Or rent a bunch of Roger Corman movies. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do, basically. But have fun doing it. We'll see you on Boxing Day, I guess, huh? How many Boxing Day songs do I have? I have a few. I do have a few. We'll hear some Boxing Day songs next week. And I guess we'll do the obligatory best of the year thing, too. And it's going to be fun. It just won't have bells. That's all. Ho, everybody. This is all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Trailer Trash.
Hey, maybe I'll get them socks. Hey, get them all pet rocks. Some kind of virtual pet that they will probably let die. They won't even try. Hey, maybe a cake with fruit. Hey,
maybe a union suit, maybe some salad forks. No, that's a gift for dorks, but what am I? Me, I guess I'm fine and dandy. It's gonna be a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through December. Still, I won't let shopping bring me way down. A gift certificate, some clothes that will not fit, an underwire bra, it's not a hint. I saw that you had none, so I bought you one. Maybe I'll hit the mall, maybe I'll hit the wall, maybe I'll stiff them all. Maybe I'll just get small on kosher wine.